8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
And not just know works, but know his voice. He told those in that portion of scripture in Matthew 7, I never got to know you because you did not cultivate, I'm just rewording this, you didn't cultivate the fruit of love or develop an intimate relationship with me. You didn't cultivate an intimate relationship with me. You're a good person. You do good things. You love other people. But where is God in that? Where is the person of Jesus in that? When Mary and Joseph, after Jesus was born, it says, then Joseph knew Mary, his wife. He knew Mary, his wife, after Jesus was born. And the same I never knew you is the same knew that Joseph knew Mary. Jesus said, I never knew you. It's the same word. In other words, it has to do with intercourse. Listen closely. Don't let your mind wander. It has to do with intercourse. Jesus said, I never knew you. In other words, the seed of his word, the seed of his person has never really germinated inside of you to reproduce after its kind. So you have plenty of good works, but they're not his work. There are a lot of good people in the world that do a lot of good things. But he says to a group that prophesied, that cast out devils, he said, I never knew you. We were never intimately acquainted. You never knew me. You knew good works. You were good to people. But what about him? This will set some of you on a quest to really know him. I trust it'll stir your heart not to just know a doctrine, not to just have a church home, and read scripture. Yeah, in the volume of the books it's written of him, but to know him intimately, to where he's reproducing in your spiritual womb who he is, where you are relating to him. It's imperative in these days and times that we hear and know his voice. Now, I want to give you the benefits of knowing him. Number one, give me 1 John 4:18. The benefits of loving God. Remember, the way into this is to simply love Jesus. Now, there's a portion of scripture that says, how can I say I love God, whom I've never seen, and yet I don't love my brothers who I see all the time? So it works two ways. But the first and great commandment is what? To love the Lord thy God. The first benefit of this intimate relationship with God, loving God the Father, is there is no fear in love. That's another rascal that you got to choke to death. Come on, you got to squeeze it out of your life, out of any area and every area and anywhere it shows up, you got to kill it. Because there is no fear in love, but perfect love cast out fear. Why? Because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. That's the first benefit. Cultivating love for the Father, worship, time with him, loving him. I can love others and still have fear in my heart. I can love what God has done for me and still have fear in my heart. But when I cultivate my love for him, that love casts out fear. Because in God, there's no fear. Question, how many still harbor fears, fear of lack, fear of what's coming on the face of the earth, fear of failure, fear in relationships, fear of whatever. When we cultivate the relationship with Him, when we love Jesus for Him, that love casts out fear. Our heart gets so full of love, no fear can abide. In other words, every inroad of the enemy is cut off. Are you hearing me? Walls of protection go up because there's no fear in love. In other words, He has no inroads. There's no fear. I was sharing with our covenant class the story I've told you about when the one year when I was in Ghana, and that demon was sitting on my chest in the wee hours of the night, in the morning, maybe 2 o'clock in the morning, and I couldn't breathe, and I woke up in the spirit. And I couldn't breathe, and I didn't even have enough breath to say Jesus. I was trying to say Jesus and couldn't. You ever been there where you're trying to get a word out of your mouth and it won't come out? And you can't breathe. And that hideous thing was glaring me right in the eyes. And his eyes were huge, red, bloodshot, cat eyes, wicked, hateful, malicious. And it was just staring. And I couldn't breathe. And I was looking right at the eyes. But what I noticed right away, God didn't allow fear to come in my heart. And you know what? That devil noticed it right away too. And when it noticed that there was no fear, fear jumped on it. The eyes changed, and they got, and it went out the window. And I set up perfect love, cast out fear. And you know what? This is what we have to cultivate in these last days, the love of God. It's a stronghold. We've got to be driven deeper and deeper into the secret place. And it's through love. I'm not talking about the sloppy stuff. I'm talking about love that is agape love. We defined love Sunday. Love that suffers long and is kind. We have to cultivate it. How many know? I don't think any of us in here are really all together cultivated in it. Am I right or wrong? I'm right. I know I'm right. I ain't got to ask no question. I know I'm right. We have temper sometimes. We get off the chain sometimes. But see, God is on a mission to cultivate that love in our heart. Because the more cultivated we are in that love, the less access an enemy has to our life. So the first benefit, cultivating love for the Father, is that there is no fear. The word cultivate simply means to improve land, when we talk about land, by or for planting, by fertilizing and plowing. We can cultivate our love for God, I'll say it this way, by doing a study. You know, when the word says study to show thyself approved, it doesn't mean just open a book and read and write notes. That's part of studying. But when you make something a study, you observe it. You're watching it. You're checking out the growth on it. Your movements. You know, you're observing. When they study things under a microscope or in a telescope, they're watching it all the time. To see the movements, to follow the movements. One way to cultivate love for God is to study God. Study Him. What did He do for you today? He might have done a bunch of small stuff that you just didn't pay no attention to at all, but it was God. He can move stars just like He can find your eyeglasses. Same God. See, we tend to want to look for the dramatic. A lot of times, God is moving right here, right where you're at, talking to you, wanting to cultivate that love that you have for. for him so that you'll know him. You know, one thing God tests me with for a time, and I still do this. I don't think he's kind of testing me with it now, but because everywhere I go, it almost happens. Anytime I see a penny on the ground, I pick it up. Say, thank you, Lord. And you know what? I will find pennies everywhere, sometimes in the most inconspicuous places where you don't want to be bending down, picking up no, you know, folks think you, what, you're a bum on the street or something. It's only a penny. But I pick it up anyway and say, thank you, Lord. But, you know, if we can't see him, in little small things or in natural things, how can he ever reveal spiritual things? How could he? It'd be hard. So, when we cultivate perfect love, that brings total absence of fear. Not that we don't care, it's just that we don't fear. Our God is sovereign. He's in control. That's out of my control. But I don't fear that, because God will have the last say. I'm gonna close with this since our time is up right now. The more we increase in our love for the Father. Now, have we distinguished that tonight? The love of the Father versus love toward others and love toward things. Yes, we're to love others. That's the second commandment. But the first commandment is to love God the Father, to love him with our whole heart, soul, and mind. The more we increase our love for the Father, the more fear will decrease in our life. Hear me. The more fear will decrease in our life. It's going to be imperative, important, absolutely necessary that we not walk in fear. Men's hearts on the earth will fail. There are going to be people having heart attacks for fear of what's coming on the earth. And I'm not talking about just in government. I'm talking about demonic stuff that's going to break out. That's why God says, enter into the secret place. Come away. Minister to me. It's your relationship to me, not to a doctrine, not to your Bible education, but to a real person. He's found in the scriptures, but you have to know him in a personal, present tense. Know that he is with you. Be able to hear him even under pressure, or when all kind of voices are clanging, to be able to stand still and know that he's God. It's this love that's going to hide us.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.
Quem será contra nós? Quem será?